present Kenneth Williams, Clement Freud, Peter Jones and Derek Nimmo in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you very much. Hello and welcome to Just a Minute. In fact, this is a special edition of Just a Minute, a special Christmas edition, and I think you can already guess that our audience are in the Christmas mood and Christmas spirit. Our stage here at the Westminster Theatre in London is festooned with streamers. They've all got these funny little things that make a funny noise. Oh, they don't make any noise at all. I'm very sorry. In fact, Ian Messiter has said we should call it Just a Christmas, because all the subjects in the show are to do with Christmas. And who is more Christmassy than Kenneth Williams? So, Kenneth, as you create such bonhomie and fun everywhere, would you start the show this week? And the first subject, which I suppose could be called Christmassy, but certainly is in keeping with when the four panelists have a go at me, Parsons Nose. You do get some Parsons Nose at Christmas, but you can take it whichever way you like. So can you try and speak for just a minute without hesitation, repetition, or deviation on that subject, starting now?
I have never actually eaten this part of the bird, but I understand it belongs to an unmentionable area. And though delectable, I am assured by those who have savored of it, I remain in total ignorance. I realize, of course, that Parson's Nose could well be a reference to the patrician appendage on our chairman's face and that feature which has earned him so much admiration from the ladies. And not to mention several lasses I've seen hanging about who followed him all the way from Glasgow when he was, as you know, an apprentice shipwright, and never has he lost his affection for Caledonia and all the traditions of that country, which do not include
Well, what a fine way to start our special Christmas edition of Just a Minute with Kenneth, starting with the subject and finishing without hesitating, repeating or deviating. And, of course, he gets a point for speaking as the whistle went. In this case, it was one of those Christmas blowers that Ian Messiter used. And also, he gets a bonus point for not being interrupted. So at the end of that round, he is in a commanding lead. He's the only person to have scored any points. He must be in a commanding lead. So, Derek Nimmo, we go to the second subject of Christmas, stuffing a bird. Derek, will you tell us something with your sorted little Christmas hat perched on your delicate little protuberance there about stuffing a bird in 60 seconds, starting now?
Well, stuffing a bird is something that gastronomically I've never attempted, but otherwise perhaps I have, but I've always followed very much in the steps of the master, Nicholas Parsons, famous for his nose. There you cause all these came from Glasgow in the beginning, trundling down that weary way to the southern counties. He's kept with him the aptitude to be able to stuff a bird. And although he's now in his late 60s, he knows how a bird should be truly stuffed.
Peter Jones' challenge.
What? Correction. He's only in his early 60s.
Some people think I haven't even reached them. But anyway, he was deviating by saying I was in my late 60s. And that, I can assure you, is not only a fact, but something I'm going to say to Peter Jones. You have a point for a correct challenge. And you take over the subject of stuffing a bird with 13 seconds to go, starting now.
I suppose they mean the turkey, a very overrated bird altogether. Not native to this country, of course, although they are reared in huge numbers in Norfolk. I've never stuffed one and never want to eat one, in fact, because I don't find them particularly pleasant, and since I...
So, Peter Jones was speaking as the whistle went and gained that extra point, and for the other one in the round, he's now equal with Kenneth Williams in the lead, and he also takes the next round. Peter, will you tell us something about Christmas stocking in just a minute, starting now?
The beginning of December every year, I get this catalogue from a well-known shop in Bond Street. And it's full of the most extraordinary advertisements for things like pigskin boxes for putting lumps of sugar in to take down to give to your pony, and champagne whisks, and curious statistics regarding wine, which you can... Also, machinery for pouring it. Once you've taken the cork out of your bottle with a peculiar kind of corkscrew, then you can pour it by turning this handle, and it's sort of levered over. It's very, very complicated. And for the... What was that?
A Clement Freud challenged you.
Oh, he did?
Yes. He hasn't mentioned a Christmas stocking.
No, he hasn't.
No, these are things you can put in your stocking.
You never actually said that, though, Peter.
I don't have to, do I? I don't spell it out. All these people understood me perfectly well.
Yes, but we have lots of listeners.
What's that?
That very rude noise, by the way, was only someone playing one of these blower things. Clement Freud, I agree with your challenge. He had not actually mentioned these were before the Christmas stocking.
No,
there are 21 seconds left for Clement to talk on Christmas stocking starting now.
In olden and prosperous days, people used to put pillowcases out so that parents and loved ones could fill them with presents. And then they became Christmas stockings and now socks, and any moment I expect British Airways slippers. Because as we have less money, more...
Kenneth Williams, John.
Well, it seemed to just drag to a halt, didn't it? Hesitation?
It did indeed. Yes, so that is also hesitation. And there are 1.5 seconds for you to tell us something about Christmas stocking, Kenneth, starting now.
I want mine to be stuffed in nylon one. What's this?
Oh, in this special Christmas edition of Just a Minute, Kenneth Williams has gaining points again, including one then for speaking as the whistle
Does
went.
Does that mean I'm winning?
Not only winning, but overacting.
Oh, God. Oh, God. It's the drink they give you, isn't it? I think it's the drink from the BBC.
Yes.
And not very good, that wine.
No, I suppose it's And of course, in Scotland, we usually celebrate Hogmanay Day, but I mean, there's a hubble. So. Let's go back to Just a Minute. Clement Freud, the next Christmas subject is mince pies. What a lovely thought. And will you tell us something about it in the game, starting now?
Mince pies are part of traditional Christmas fare, and used, in fact, to contain real meat. Beef and mutton, which was mixed with suet, currants, sultanas, raisins, mixed orange, lemon and grapefruit peel are other ingredients which you're likely to get in a mince pie. And it's covered in a pastry which can be short or less so or puffed.
Yes, I think that's hesitation. Short or less so. It's a clever way to try and get out of it. He didn't quite achieve it. So Derek Nimmo has mince pies, and there are 27 seconds starting now.
Not many people know, but this is totally true, that a mince pie is emblematical of the manger in which our Lord was born. They used to put the mince, which was made, as we've already heard so graphically from Mr. Clement Freud, concoct the material they put...
Peter Jones has challenged.
Hesitation.
I would agree, Peter. So you've got the subject of mince pies, and there are 9 seconds left. You tell us something about them, starting now.
Mince pies is Cockney slang for eyes.
Clement Freud challenge.
Mince pies are.
No. when you're talking about Cockney slang, it's mince pies is Cockney rhyming slang for eyes, and that's what he was going to say. So he is correct. And you have another point for that, Peter. And you have 5 seconds on mince pies, starting now.
I hadn't expected to be corrected on a grammatical point by a parliamentarian.
So Peter kept going till the whistle was blown by Ian Messiter again, telling us 60 seconds was up, and he gets the extra point for doing so, and he is in a lead at the end of the round. And Kenneth Williams, your turn to begin. Kenneth, a Christmas personality, I'm sure.
A what?
A what? I haven't said anything yet.
I can't hear with him blowing this toy in my ear.
I know.
What are you saying?
Have another drink, Kenneth.
I've had three already. I can't keep on sitting here drinking. It's ridiculous. What's the next one?
I know, it's not often that Clement gets so carried away he blows something in your ear. The subject is Charles Dickens. He had wrote a lot about Christmas, but will you tell us something about that author in just a minute, starting now?
Well, perhaps one of the most famous of his stories does mention Christmas, because, you know, old Cratchit has terrible trouble, even with the ointment shoved on. He says continually that his travails are unceasing, and consequently the old Christmas carol is frequently used as an example, if you will, of two English attitudes which go on predominating. There are those who say, eat, drink, be merry. Others, I'm not giving eightpenny to any gaiety, and sit and say that the occasion has nothing to do with festivity, but everything to do with the sober, the profound reaction to what is a religious observance, because Mass.
So, once again, Kenneth took the subject at the start and carried on right through the 60 seconds without being interrupted or deviating, hesitating, repeating himself, and gained an extra point for speaking as the whistle went, and one for not being interrupted, and he's now in second place, one behind Peter Jones. Derek, will you take the next round? The subject, crackers. Oh, what lovely Christmas fare. Will you tell us something about them in just a minute, starting now?
Crackers. Well, I don't see why we have to bring our chairman back into the game every time we have a subject, even though it happens to be Christmas. But I awfully liked, as a child, Crawford's cream crackers that I used to eat with Wellesley Dale and Stilton and Cheshire, fine English cheeses. But of course, when you're sitting behind the tree, oh, shove off, Parson. When you're sitting by the tree,
Coming for a challenge.
Repetition.
Of what?
Sitting.
So, Clement Freud had a correct challenge. The subject is crackers, Clement, and there are 33 seconds left, starting now.
It is the capital of Venezuela in South America.
Peter Jones has challenged.
No, it isn't.
No, it isn't.
Deviation.
It's not quite pronounced crackers.
It is, if you go there.
Well, it's a difficult decision to have to
make.
No,
it isn't at all. Quite easy.
Peter Jones has the benefit of my doubt. And he has crackers. And there are 28 and a half seconds, Peter, starting now.
Well, I've known a number of crackers in a very active life of pleasure. And perhaps one of the best was a girl called Myra, who lived in Perth in Western Australia. She really was a cracker.
Deviation, are we to believe that we're going to lower and demean the status of women by reducing them to this term, cracker? Are we going to sit here in an age celebrating Woman of the Year?
Well, you'll have to keep going somehow in just a minute.
Most demeaning to the fair sex. I'm not going to sit here and listen to denigration. I can't bear denigration.
You're giving one of your best performances, Kenneth. Maybe this little Sheila out there in Perth really enjoy being called a cracker. Some of them do, you know, especially the Australians. So I don't think he was within the rules of our game. The reason for that laughter, listeners, was that Clement Freud, the least likely one, has thrown another streamer right across, and one has just hit me on the head and, I'm sure, increased my appearance. So I will now say, Peter Jones, an incorrect challenge. You continue with crackers, and there are 16 seconds left, starting now.
I've done a great deal for feminism, and I don't believe that Kenneth is really sincere when he hiccups his way into this program and berates me for describing the girl in Western Australia.
Don't talk about crackers at all, if you talk about Kenneth Williams. Kenneth Williams is not a cracker.
Well, I dispute that.
But he was going at Kenneth Williams for him talking about the way he was referring to women
Kenneth
as crackers.
Kenneth Williams is not the subject on the card.
No, but crackers are, and he was still talking about crackers, to my mind. So,
Oh, I see.
Yes.
Well, to your mind, that's different.
Oh, you see, they've definitely gone anti.
Yes. It's all changed, hasn't it?
Yeah.
They obviously want to hear from Derek Nimmo. You want to hear from Derek Nimmo, do you?
Yeah.
All right, I can be magnanimous. I can be full of Christmas spirit and say, Derek, you have a challenge, which I disagree with, but you have a point for that. And you have 6 seconds to, as Peter's in the lead, I can be generous to Peter. And crackers is the subject. 6 seconds starting now.
I hate when we call crackers. I always call them.
Clement Royd got in there first. Yes.
Repetition
of hesitation. Right. 5 seconds on crackers, Clement, starting now.
If you pull a cracker yourself and have a beard, it is extraordinarily dangerous because of the...
So Clement Royd was then speaking as the whistle went, and he has moved forward one ahead of Kenneth Williams, just behind our leader, Peter Jones. Derek Nimmer's in fourth place, and Peter begins the next round. Peter, brandy butter. Will you tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now?
Well, it's an ideal thing to eat in large quantities if you want to commit suicide by cholesterol. If you smear it on chips, you'll have an almost certain chance of expiring before the meal is over. It's not very pleasant, of course, to eat in that context, or at least smeared on, as I said.
Clement Freud challenge.
Hesitation.
Yes, I thought you were going to have him for smear, but I think that was hesitation. All
he
right,
said
Clement.
Smear before.
Yes. 40 seconds on brandy butter starting now.
Brandy butter is certainly not the capital of any South American town, but it is...
Kenneth Williams' challenge.
What's he talking about, South American town? How can you have the capital of a South American town?
That is deviation, that's
all. Of course
thought,
it
isn't is.
It? Yes. Total deviation. You're only the capital of a country.
Exactly.
Not the capital of a town.
Don't make a meal of it.
Well, I mean, I know you've had a few, but you should still... You should still not... it's not slur, diction. Diction, I mean.
Kenneth, put yourself together, which I know is not difficult for you, and with 35 seconds, tell us something about brandy butter, starting now.
Well, you know, when you've got your Christmas pudding, if you don't fancy the cream, brandy butter's gorgeous. It leavens it and gives a nice sort of oleaginous touch because the pudding can...
Clement Freud has challenged.
Repetition of pudding.
Yes, you mentioned...
Well, I meant the pudding could be a bit dry, you know, at times.
So
that's
you mentioned pudding before, Kenneth, and that was repetition.
Well,
and Clement
you're right,
Freud has the subject... Clement Freud has the subject back of brandy butter. 18 seconds, starting now.
It's a very great mistake to try and make brandy butter in a liquidizer because it tends to curdle or churn the butter and you get a nasty, lumpy, gristly, gritty substance which does nothing at all for your Christmas pudding, which it should make smooth and...
Well, Clement Freud just kept going until the whistle went, and only just, but he did manage it. He kept got the point for speaking at that moment and has now taken the lead at the end of the round and also begins the next round, which is the delightful subject of pantomime. So, Clement, will you tell us something about pantomime in just a minute, starting now?
Pantomime is the sort of thing without which Christmas wouldn't be at all complete. Panto is an unusual singular, like graffito, raviolo, and spaghetto, which you come...
Peter Jones has challenged.
Hesitation and deviation.
Why?
Well, he hesitated. You heard that.
No, I didn't.
Well, and deviation, because he said that no Christmas was complete without it. Well, it's complete in Russia, North America, South America, all kinds of places they don't have pantomime, and their Christmases are as complete as any.
Well, I don't know. That's open to question. I think I...
Very good. Very good. Well done.
I think a British Christmas is more complete.
Who is talking about a British Christmas?
It doesn't matter.
Just because you're doing pantomime. I mean, they need to get a plug in all the time.
Well, yes, quite.
Well, I am. I've got the skirts on again this year, playing Dave.
You never took them off, did you?
We're going... Dick Whittington, we're growing great guns down at Croydon. All right, Clement, I disagree with the challenge. It is still pantomime, and there are 47 seconds left, starting now.
I would like to tell people, though it's probably too late, that Nicholas Parsons will be appearing in Dick Whittington at Croydon. And I thought I would mention this in case it was cut from when he announced it himself just before I began to speak. He is playing the Dame with boots. and whiskers as a cat.
Derek Nimmo challenged jokes. Yours.
Hesitation.
Yes, he did hesitate, because how complain of Dame of Boots and Whiskers and a cat? There are 27 seconds left for pantomime with you, Derek, starting
well,
now.
Well, as Nicholas Parsons comes on stage and Dick Whittington, they all shout, "Hello, Randy Butter," because... and they all look at him with gaves of extraordinary esteem, because they know that in those skirts lurks a man. A fellow with the very apparatus that is required for going about... Oh,
so Derek Nimmo got the point for speaking as the whistle went and got it in style and has moved forward. He's still in fourth place, just behind Kenneth Williams. Then we have Peter Jones, Clement Freud still in the lead, and Kenneth begins the next round. Robin Redbreast. Kenneth, will you tell us in this special Christmas edition of Just a Minute something about Robin Redbreast starting now?
I had this scene in a pantomime where the Robin Redbreast was put onto a bow, and then I had to say of the instrument beneath, "Here's a piano in the wood, a song and dance will do us good." And the little puppet, which of course was what the bird was actually made of, it was puppetry, you see, actually did sing, and the audience followed the lyric, which ran, "I had a little robin in the blackthorn tree, but with all his bobbin, he didn't sing for me." Now, many people found it sad, and some didn't join in, because they said, "Oh, this is a wrong song. Why don't we have the bees? Don't tease the bees, please. Don't tease the bees. These bees are very busy bees. Are bees. I try to please
Kenneth, I'm sorry.
Life isn't easy for the poor dear bees."
Yeah. And before you got to your fifth bees, Clement Freud had challenged you.
Well, what's he on about, anyway?
Well, he wants to play Just a Minute, and you've been repeating yourself, and he's got the subject back, and he's had another drink, and you've had another hiccup, and there are 9 seconds to go. And someone's cracked a dish, anyway, Robin Redbreast is the subject, Clement. 9 seconds, starting now.
It must be a sign of great stupidity on the part of a bird to remain in a cold climate, sitting on the branch of a tree with snow while ice forms around it.
So Clement Freud, now with more points, has increased his lead. Derek Nimmo takes the next round, and the subject is What My Aunt Gets for Christmas. What an interesting subject. Derek, will you tell us something about What My Aunt Gets for Christmas in 60 seconds, starting now?
My aunt actually lives in Lancashire, and what she gets depends on whether Nicholas Parsons is coming down from Scotland at the time. But what she will receive this year is a autographed copy of that fine autobiography, Just Williams, which is written by this most distinguished member of the panel who I have the privilege of sitting with today. He most kindly said that he would sign his name on the page of the aforementioned book for my dear aunt. What a wonderful prize. What a marvelous present, I thought, as I handed her £8.50, which is the price that you have to give for this actual publication. I will also give to her a turkey unstuffed, some oranges, apples, sugar, pears, peaches, lumps of coal, tissue paper, several knickers.
What? Peter Jones has challenged.
Lumps of what?
Lumps coal. Of coal.
Oh,
coal.
I didn't hear that.
Considered good luck, don't you know? When you give a lump of coal, it's good luck.
Not if you're living in a centrally heated flat.
Well replied, Peter, but actually he wasn't deviating from the subject of What My Aunt Gets for Christmas.
What was Kenneth on about? Why did he interrupt? What right has he got to say that?
Well, he didn't say anything for a long time because he was getting a plug for the book.
That's enough. That's another thing, yeah.
I suppose you'll be selling his book from the stage of the theatre in Croydon where you're appearing. Probably be auctioning it, will you?
No, I'm selling my own book from the stage of the theatre in Croydon.
Yes.
Egg on the Face, that one's called. And I've had plenty of that in my time. I get plenty of it in Just a Minute, and some of the stories are in Egg on the Face. Let us get back to Just a Minute. And, Derek, there are 12 seconds. What My Aunt Gets for Christmas, starting...
If I appear to be not listening, I'm writing a book.
Oh, well, in just a minute, nothing if nepotism isn't rife. Derek, there are 11 seconds. What my aunt gets for Christmas, starting now.
What I will also be giving to my aunt at Christmas are chewing gum sleeves, all arrayed without their contents, because that sort of mystifies. Oh, God!
So what Derek's aunt gets for Christmas brings this special Christmas edition of Just a Minute to a close. So his aunt has not only achieved fame, but perhaps even immortality. But did you all have a good Christmas?
Yes!
Marvellous! And a happy new year to you all! Now, in third place, very fairly, Derek Nimmo and Kenneth Williams for Easter. They're now throwing the streamers as I give the final score. Peter Jones finished only 2 points ahead in second place, and only just 2 points ahead of him was our many times winner and our Christmas winner, Clement Freud. Well, to all our patient audience here in the studio, we thank you for braving the winter storms and the snow and slush and coming out and sitting and being our audience here. We thank you very much, and we do hope you had a lovely Christmas. And so from all of us here, God bless and thank you!
Chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by Pete Atkins.